Declan, how do you assess that performance today, another 10-point victory?
Ah, listen, I mean, decent. You know, it's much more competitive than it was last week. And, you know, Paddy Talley has a young squad there too. And, you know, his first season in charge of Down, and he had them well set up. We knew that they were going to be set up fairly defensively, and we'd have worked around that. And I thought of some decent performances. And the lads really worked hard on that. And, you know, the first Sunday in January, that's all you can ask for.
The latter part of the first half, Donegal was very good, and I suppose that was the one end of the match when they had five unanswered scores.
We did, exactly. We should have had a goal before halftime also, and you know, there was some really good passages of play, and you know, a couple of times we were undone by the great four pass hand pass rule, which, you know, serves absolutely no purpose, but I'm not going to make any more comment about that. But you know, in terms of the rest, it was decent spells. You know, there's still a fair bit of work to get done. As I say, it's first Sunday in January, but the way the lads went about their business you know was pleasing.
Yeah, and this hand pass would have an effect possibly on the amount of goals that the teams can score in matches, but Donegal got the first goal of the year through Keelan.
Exactly, and you know, I spoke about it. I think we would have done about three or four times with the fourth hand pass, but also Down in terms of a really good move, and I mean, I had a goal disallowed because of the fourth hand pass rule also. So it's serving no purpose, Oisín. I think, you know, our goal, Keelan got on the end of it, and I mean, Keelan's got a good start to the McKenna Cup, and that'll do his confidence the world of good.
Yeah, you didn't score, or you didn't concede a goal in this match as well, so you still have to concede one, Declan, so that's another positive.
Yeah, listen, it's important from our point of view. With so many young lads in there at the minute, and you know, we want to be a hard team to play against, and we know we have to tighten up defensively. We know that from last season, and we know we have certain qualities when we have possession of the ball, but it's without the ball. And you know, the lads really went about their business today in a really good manner today.
A lot of these boys fighting for places, because there is an influx of players to come back and to the team through the course of the league. So a lot of these boys are starting to put their hand up here, Declan, with good showing. So there,
yeah, listen, great opportunities. I kept telling these lads, I mean, this is a real opportunity for these guys, getting game time, getting quality game time now. And you know, again, Wednesday night we'll present another challenge for us against Cavan, so we really look forward to that there. Yeah, probably the downside today is the injury picked up by Owen McHugh, and that's looks a pretty bad hamstring injury.
Yeah,
you know,
well, early indications are that's like probably 6 weeks at least, is it?
Yeah, it's possibly, and the way Owen plays, and that's really, I mean, Owen has come back, he's worked really really hard to get where he is, and it's disappointing for Owen. But listen, we will get him back, we will get him rehabbed, and we'll get him back in some stage through the National League campaign.
Martin McElhaney started man of the match today as well.
Yeah, delighted for Martin. He's worked extremely hard. It's probably the first one through. He's got a real run at it in terms of getting that hard work done. And, you know, he's looking sharper, and he's looking fitter. And he's put on a really good performance out there today.
Can we see any of the regular guys back maybe next week for the last of the games in the group?
Listen, we look at the Cavan game first. There's a possibility we may see one or two coming back, Oisín, but not Wednesday. We'll probably have the squad we had. And we are light on numbers at the minute, because there are a number of knocks and stuff that we're looking at. But, again, it's going to give some other lads opportunity. Again on Wednesday night in McQuill Park, and as I say, you know, we get ready for that now.
Yeah, what about the likes of Frank and maybe Michael?
No, Frank and Michael, we won't see Frank probably towards the end of National League, and I would be looking at probably Michael maybe midway through the National League campaign.
Ryan McHugh, obviously he had his problems last year towards the end of the year with injury. When's a realistic goal for Ryan to be back starting?
Ryan will be back from next week on, so he'll be ready for the start of the National League campaign.
Okay. But that's 2-1 on the bounce now, Declan. Things going well.
Yeah, listen, good start, Oisín. And as I say, especially with a lot of young lads coming in there and, you know, working towards that game plan and working at nailing down a spot, not just in the first 15, 21, 26, but in that panel as we move ahead to, you know, hopefully a long summer.
How's Stephen Rochford settling in into his role? We're watching him here putting the team through the drills early on. It's now two competitive games, and he's a new addition to the backroom team as well. How's he finding the change from Mayo to Donegal?
Listen, he's enjoying it, there's no doubt about it. And I'm pretty sure he's probably not enjoying it. Will jaunt up and down from Mayo, but he's enjoying the training. He's enjoying working with the lads. He's a top class coach, and you know, he's a great knowledge of football. I mean, after all, he's been on the sideline for two All-Ireland finals with Mayo, and came very very close to Dublin. Great acquisition to the backroom team. And you know, we've also brought in Aaron Kyles along with Paul Fisher and S&C, and you know, quite happy with those guys. So, and Carl Lacey back on board. So listen, it's pretty good. There's a lot of work going on, Oisín, and you know we have a lot of work to do, and you know, we're looking at getting some of these experienced players back on the pitch now, as I say, ahead of the National League campaign. That's going to be important for us.